to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arriving in Qatar this morning. That country playing a major role in mediating hostage negotiations between Hamas and Israel. Austin also saying U.S. is taking part in a multinational coalition to protect ships in the Red Sea. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
The Houthi rebels, sworn enemies of Israel who control a significant portion of Yemen, have fired on commercial ships in the Red Sea more than a dozen times in protest of Israel's war against Hamas. The Houthis are targeting a critical trade route between Europe and Asia. Several companies have now stopped shipments through those waters, including shipping giant Maersk and oil producer BP.
Austin also urging Israel to show restraint in Gaza as the Israeli military raids one of the last functioning hospitals in Gaza. President Biden's push for war funding in Israel and Ukraine is stalled as members of the Senate continue to work on a border policy. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing a new law at the border yesterday. This is ABC News. The two Georgia election workers who sued former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani and won nearly $150 million are suing again. He falsely accused them of election fraud, and now they want a court to stop him from repeating those lies. A defeating court for the former president in his civil fraud trial.
Judge Arthur Engoron denying Trump's request for a directed verdict, which is when a party asks a court to rule in their favor because the case against them is insufficient. Engoron, however, not only ruling against Trump, but opting to criticize the credibility of one of his expert witnesses who testified that Trump's financial records showed no accounting fraud. Engoron stating that all the testimony proves is that, quote, for a million or so dollars, some experts will say whatever you want them to say. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
And a surprise package of pictures a California family picked up from a CVS. In them, a picture of former quarterback Tom Brady with his kids. Brady on the mix-up says his mom must have been printing the pictures. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
There's a good chance you need a new tractor, something durable and reliable. But in today's world, it has to be affordable. A tractor that'll help you get the job done quickly, efficiently, and with no hassle ownership. The new name in compact tractors is TYM. So here's what you do. Go to TYMoffers.com, check out the full model lineup, and get the best deals of the year. TYMoffers.com. Go there now. TYMoffers.com. And you can thank me later.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Planned Parenthood plans to resume abortions in Sheboygan before the end of the year. Abortions resumed in Madison and Milwaukee in September. Sheboygan County DA Joel Ermansky says he won't prosecute anyone performing abortions in Sheboygan, but he does plan to appeal. A shared revenue reboot, the Brewers Stadium bill, and revamped alcohol regulations top the list of bipartisan achievements for the Wisconsin legislature this year. Former Senate Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
It is hard being members of the minority party, but at the same time, we've been able to be really relevant and involved in conversations that have bettered the people of Wisconsin.
Agard speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, December 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Goodwill Community Christmas Dinner at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Featuring Bavarian ham, potatoes, veggie, cranberries, dinner rolls, homemade jello salads, and desserts. To reserve a meal, you can call the parish office at 715-339-2222, and all reservations need to be in by December 21st at 3 p.m.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks take on the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have two more home games coming up. They host the San Antonio Spurs tonight and then the Orlando Magic on Thursday. Milwaukee with a four-game winning streak. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers losing another player to the transfer portal. Defensive lineman Rodus Johnson leaving Wisconsin after 4 years. Johnson says he received his diploma over the weekend, and after playing for two different coaches, it's time for a change. NFL, Matt LaFleur says he's not going to fire Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry. LaFleur says the players and coaches did a poor job of communicating during the game on formations and assignments in their loss to the Buccaneers at Lambeau Field on Sunday.
When you're having basic communication problems, you're supposed to be in a certain coverage or a certain rotation, and we're not getting that communication. That's what's so disappointing to me, is the fact that it was poor communication, and it always starts with us.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's talk a little Price County Senior Dining. Here's what's on the menu tomorrow, the 20th of December. They'll be serving up roasted chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, baked beans, and apple crisp. Price County Senior Dining. All the meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Give them a call at 715-339-2158.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. 30 today under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 17 tonight. Daytime highs approaching 34 tomorrow. Cloudy and dry Thursday and Friday, mid-30s Thursday, upper 30s by Friday. A peek at the extended shows, 42 Saturday, 43 Sunday, and 42 on Monday. Another look at the short range, high of 30 today, lows level off around 17 tonight, wish a top off around 34 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 11.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. at J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods and Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
We've got some preliminary totals from the firearms deer hunting seasons in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and the kill is down in both states this year. I'll share some specifics when we return, but first.
John Gillespie here. I'm always late on my Christmas shopping. Luckily, Fleet Farm's got the ice fishing lovers on my list covered. Like the Eskimo E40 Ice Auger. Buy one now, get a free lithium battery. It's like getting a bonus gift. Or Beaver Dam's Wonder Bread or Fire Tiger tip-ups for 10 bucks off. Kids young and old do love those colors. Taken from the original last-minute Santa. Fleet Farm's got everything ice fishing to help you finish your list strong.
The whitetail deer hunting harvest in Minnesota and Wisconsin has been down during 2023. In Minnesota, as of early this past week, hunters had taken 153,471 deer. That's clearly down from last year's total harvest of 172,265. But with the firearms and muzzleloader seasons in the rearview mirror, that 153,000 total probably is not going to creep up too much more. There was a special chronic wasting disease hunt down in southeastern Minnesota this past weekend. And of course, the archery season continues until the end of the year. But bottom line, the deer kill in Minnesota in 2023 is going to be between 5 and 10% lower than a year ago. On the east side of the Mississippi River, Wisconsin's total firearms deer kill this fall was almost exactly 175,000 deer. That's down a big 17% from 2022, when firearms deer hunters in the Badger State killed 211,212 deer. Archery deer hunting in Wisconsin continues into January. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
They know you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a tune.
It's really cool station. 98Q Country.
I know you're with someone else, but in my mind we're
got you live so
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. But I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to. But you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
at 98QCountry.com.
This little country classic Christmas, two-stepping around the Christmas tree at 25 past 8. Get you some news in just a little bit here. We've got birthdays and anniversaries, as always. If you got one, weekday mornings at 8:30, we wish people happy birthday anniversary. Give you a chance to win a cake on Friday, 715-762-3221. Before we get to our ABC and our civic media news, we welcome into the studio our city administrator, Brent Mihalik, and our mayor, Tara Turvett. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in this morning. We wanted to bring you in this morning. Today, there is the normal city council meeting, the monthly meeting, today at 5 o'clock. But there will be something else addressed in there that we wanted to bring you on and just make people aware of. People who have been on social media or listened to reality radio last Wednesday are aware of an issue that was brought up, and that will be addressed at tonight's, at this afternoon's meeting. So we wanted to bring you in here and just let you tell the people exactly kind of what the plan is at the meeting to get people informed on this, if you guys want to tell us what's going to happen there.
Yeah, we're excited for the meeting tonight. We're going to go over into detail about our TIDs and how they kind of work in the city, because I think there's a little bit of confusion about how our TIDs work. It's a very complex system, so we're going to go over that in detail, and then we're also going to go over the contract that is in question, and that is the contract and developer's agreement with Cornerstone Properties.
Yeah, I'll be detailing out what the contract of Cornerstone Properties is. I think there was a big discussion last Wednesday regarding it. And I think just outlining when the city borrows money or lends money to a company to be able to develop a project, we sign up a developer's agreement. And within that developer's agreement, we just ask that they fulfill the developer's agreement and complete their project. And we'll be talking about that tonight with regard to Cornerstone. Some great projects that were out there that were TID funded. People should know the theater itself. Mm-hmm. That project would not have been completed without the use of TID funds. The AJ's and I think Jabba Juice and some of the other places that are down there, those businesses would not have been started without the use of TID dollars.
And for those who aren't familiar, TID stands for?
Tax Increment District.
Tax Increment District.
Yes.
Okay. And it's tied with tax increment financing. So you'll hear the TIF is also another term that we use, and that's what that means.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that'll be talked about at the meeting today, starting at 5 o'clock. Yeah. If people want to get educated on that and get the information straight from the city, well, there you go. It's a good place to do it and show up at the meeting today to get the information. Being informed is always very powerful.
So. Yeah, and I believe that to be true. One thing I do want to point out, there's one other major thing that's happened out there. There's been a lot of discussion regarding whether or not the city is ever going to begin the park project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to announce that we are going out for bid in January, and the park project will begin in June of this year.
Mm-hmm. Very
and hopefully
exciting.
The majority will be completed by the end of the year, so we don't have to stare at the grass lawn anymore.
No.
I think, Joel, you and I had a discussion a long time ago about the reason why the park project was delayed so much is we didn't own part of the property that to be the park.
Yeah, we thought we did, but we didn't.
Yeah, the city thought we owned the property underneath the pavilion, the existing pavilion that sits there. We did not own that property.
Oh,
we had to go through the rail companies to attain those properties, be able to start.
And there was a complication there because CN also is now WACO, so there was a change in ownership of the rail at the same time, which is still currently in play. I think they have 5 years yet before it fully transitioned over to WACO.
But the project will be there this summer. We'll see a lot of construction down there.
Anytime you do a big project like that, there's always a couple of hiccups, right? I mean, we like to snap our finger and have it be done, but the reality is there's always the proper way to get it done, right?
But
I'm just glad to be able to say, hey, we're well on our way now.
Fun, very fun. All right, so 5 o'clock today at the City Council Chamber. Tell them where they are because we're moved a little bit, right? Are we still at the
we're
same one?
We're still
same?
At City Hall.
Okay, still same one. Okay,
yes.
All right.
Construction begins in the library for City Hall this coming January,
all right.
Actually.
So, but the same City
Hall
location.
We're still sitting at the same City Hall location.
Great. Fantastic. Yes.
I do want to add one other thing to our conversation here. I think there was a little bit of confusion, too, on the city administrator's role inside of our city, and I just want to clarify some things there. As you know, our city administrator, he is tasked not only with the day-to-day ins and out that happen inside of City Hall, but he is also tasked with the will of the council. So when we have a council meeting, usually at the end of the meeting, there is a long list of things that is handed over to Brent that he has to fulfill and carry out. So he is working always at the will of the council. He is under the full authority of the council. So yes, he is having a lot of conversations with individuals, instructed to do so by our council. So I just want to clarify kind of the administrator's role and kind of what is in play there. There is a big line of open communication that is constantly being had between myself and Brent and council members, and I kind of tease him because sometimes we're in the office, and I've sat in his office for many hours before, and it's like a revolving door. I've even like, how do you get any work done? Because it's a constant door of people coming in with issues, and he handles it very thoroughly, very professionally, and very kind to people that come through those doors. So that is just a little small clip of his role inside the city. And again, he is working at the authority of the council, so there's that term, don't be mad at the messenger, because that is kind of his role. He is carrying out what we're directing him to carry out.
Sure.
I don't act outside the authority of the council.
Yeah. Very
and
good.
Anyway.
Very good. All right. 5 o'clock today at City Hall. If you want to get informed, it's a great way to do that right here in Park Falls. All right, Brent, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mayor
Turbitt,
appreciate it.
Thank you. Let's get our news update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arriving in Qatar this morning. That country playing a major role in mediating hostage negotiations between Hamas and Israel. Austin also saying the U.S. is taking part in a multinational coalition to protect ships in the Red Sea. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
The Houthi rebels, sworn enemies of Israel who control a significant portion of Yemen, have fired on commercial ships in the Red Sea more than a dozen times in protest of Israel's war against Hamas. The Houthis are targeting a critical trade route between Europe and Asia. Several companies have now stopped shipments through those waters, including shipping giant Maersk and oil producer BP.
Austin also urging Israel to show restraint in Gaza as the Israeli military raids one of the last functioning hospitals in Gaza. President Biden's push for war funding in Israel and Ukraine is stalled as members of the Senate continue to work on a border policy. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing a new law at the border yesterday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Quick Trip is expanding operations and plans to hire 500 more people in Wisconsin by 2027. The La Crosse-based chain of convenience stores plans to invest $151 million of its own money and $15 million worth of help from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Among other things, the new investment focuses on expanding Quick Trip's dairy, commissary, and bakery facilities. Wisconsin is getting $5.2 million in grant money to improve transportation access for seniors and people with disabilities. Governor Evers says they'll get more help in getting a ride to and from work, the grocery store, and doctor's appointments. The governor says the program has helped pay for more than 2,000 vehicles since the mid-1970s. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight, and then they host the Orlando Magic on Thursday. Milwaukee with a four-game winning streak. College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles up a couple of spots now, ranked sixth in the nation. They're on the road tonight against Providence. The Wisconsin Badgers move down to 24th. They host Chicago State Friday night at the Kohl Center. NFL, after missing the past month with a sprained knee, Packers running back Aaron Jones was off to a good start Sunday until the Buccaneers' defense started putting 10 men on the line to stop him. I spoke to Jones at his locker.
The adjustments they made, they brought everybody down in the box, and you're seeing 10, 11 people in the box, and it's, you know, it's hard to get a gap or get some movement then, but we still got to find a way. Execution details, they're probably going to be slanting some fronts, blitzing some DBs off the edge, and we got to pick that up. We got to be ready for it in run and pass game.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Season's greetings and holiday cheer to all from Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Bring in a new year in our winter wonderland with our special New Year's weekend menu. Saturday features Alaskan crab legs, prime rib, braised beef short ribs, jumbo shrimp scallops, barbecued ribs, and more. New Year's Eve Sunday offers mouth-watering cold water lobster, delicious meat entrees, and seafood sides. Top it all off with Lisa's signature cocktails and delectable desserts. Serving from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. both days. Reserve your spot now at 715-762-4447 at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Please see our Facebook for complete details. And just look for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
A birthday wish is going out to Faye Anderson and to Kathy Peterson, who are celebrating today. That is from Rob and Marge Makowski. So they want to wish you a very, very happy birthday to both of you, to Faye and Kathy. If you're celebrating on this 19th day of December, here are some other people that get to share their day with you. Jake Gyllenhaal, the Brokeback Mountain actor that earned him a Best Supporting Actor Oscar nomination back in 2006, as many other films too. He is 43 today. Marla Sokoloff, the actress from TV's Big Day, The Practice, is 43. Warren Sapp, the former Tampa Bay and Oakland Pro Bowl defensive lineman. He was a runner-up to Brooke Burke in Season 7 of Dancing with the Stars. Kind of a larger-than-life NFL player. I don't know, he had a very unique personality, body shape, maybe you can say. I don't know. There was just something about Warren Sapp watching him play that was just a little bit different in the NFL. He's 51 today. Alyssa Milano, the actress who got her start on TV as a child in Who's the Boss, and went on to star in Charmed, Melrose Place, Insatiable, Mistresses, 51 for Alyssa Milano today. Amy Locane, L-O-C-A-N-E, back in 2013, the actress, Crybaby, Blue Sky, TV's Melrose Place, 52 today. Tyson Beckford, the actor from Biker Boys, Zoolander, A Model 2, is 53 today. Chris Angel, this is the guy who does all these just mind-bending, just, he does more than magic. I'm sure you can go on YouTube, magician, rock singer, author. Chris Angel, real name is Chris Sarantakos, is 56 today. Jennifer Beals, the actress from Flashdance and others, is 60 today. Reggie White, the Minister of Defense. Oh, yeah. One of football's greatest defensive players. You watch some of the highlights of Reggie White. He was just bigger and stronger. Well, he was stronger than most. He would just take offensive linemen and tight ends and running backs who tried to block him, and he would just throw them. I saw just a short little bio on the NFL for some reason the other day on the NFL Network, and it talked about his famous move, his famous one-armed throw-the-guy move, and he was unbelievable. And, of course, he was one of the mainstays of the Packers and their Super Bowl back in the late 90s. He died of a heart attack a week after his 43rd birthday, 2004. Reggie White, born on this day in 1961. Mike Lookinland, the actor from The Brady Bunch, he is 63. He was Peter, anybody believe Peter, 63 today. Janie Fricke, the country artist, is 76 today. Robert Ulrich, did I go over that too fast, that one of the Brady Bunch boys is 63 today? Oh, it's so painful. It's so painful. Oh, the getting old process. Robert Ulrich, the actor from Magnum Force, TV's Spencer for Hire, born on this day, 1946, passed in 02. Tim Reed, the actor from Venus Flytrap, he was on TV's WKRP in Cincinnati. He was Venus Flytrap. And he is still going. Old Venus, he is 79 today. Al Kaline, the Baseball Hall of Famer, played his entire 22-season career with the Detroit Tigers. Al Kaline, born on this day, 1934, passed in 2020. And Little Jimmy Dickens, a country icon, a Grand Ole Opry mainstay, and a perennial favorite of the CMA Awards. He passed after a brief illness back in 2015. Little Jimmy Dickens, born on this day in 1920, passed at the age of 94.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hear from some of the top industry specialists from around the world of agriculture by attending an Ag-focused conference hosted by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Take in a day of learning by picking from three conference options, each featuring a unique agenda. Join the Ag Country team in Wilmer, Minnesota, Fargo, North Dakota, or Jamestown, North Dakota. Can't make it in person? No problem. You can watch the Ag Focus Fargo Conference virtually. Visit agcountry.com/events for more details and registration.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. 30 today under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 17 tonight. Daytime highs approaching 34 tomorrow. Cloudy and dry Thursday and Friday, mid-30s Thursday, upper 30s by Friday. A peek at the extended shows, 42 Saturday, 43 Sunday, and 42 on Monday. Another look at the short range, high of 30 today, lows level off around 17 tonight, wish a top off around 34 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 11.
I guess we're going through the birthdays. I didn't realize it. And think about the fact that little Jimmy Dickens, who was born on this day in 1920 and passed about 8 years ago, that he was a guy who did this song right here. It's a Park Manor country classic, Little Jimmy Dickens.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it, and I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose, may an elephant caress you with his toes, may your wife be black with runners in her hose, may the bird of paradise fly up your nose." My laundry man is really on his toes. Gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
Classic Little Jimmy Dickens, born on this day in 1920, and nobody, it's just, I don't know, what does it mean? I don't know. May the bird of paradise fly up here. Country classic brought to you by Park Manor. Here's Megan Maroney.
Mama, I'm calling, I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Yeah.
Country. I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy holiday season from all of us here at 98Q Country and from Civic Media.
The snowman there in 98Q Country. Well, some of the news headlines you may not be hearing about going on. I don't know if you saw this. I saw this last night on one of those entertainment shows or something that just happened to be on my TV. I didn't choose it. It chose me. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agencies in San Diego. Did you see this? They seized 350 packages of jalapeno paste, which contained inside of the jalapeno paste, it contained 3,000 pounds of methamphetamine, 500 pounds of cocaine. The drugs had a total street value of about $10 million. Incredible. And of course, the big question is, what about the jalapeno paste? Where's the jalapeno paste? Hey, I got a little jalapeno paste. A 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck the Gansu province in northwest China. At least 111 people have perished from that event. It happened in the last 24 hours. A federal judge issued a temporary injunction to halt the removal of a Confederate memorial from the Arlington National Cemetery. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he has signed a measure that will allow Texas police officers to arrest migrants who have crossed into their state illegally. And the big story that's getting some play, but this is just a huge story, that Pope Francis signed off on a landmark decision that will allow for Catholic priests to now bless same-sex marriages. Not necessarily, they're not doing... marriage ceremonies in a Catholic church for those who are gay or lesbian, but they are allowing priests to bless same-sex marriages, which is a complete turnaround from a year ago. So that, I don't know about you, that was jaw-dropping to a lot of people. Take it however you need to. So that's some of the headlines. ABC will get us updated coming up in just a few minutes. On the way at the top of the hour.
Try Syntec High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil to help high mileage engines run better for longer. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Are you stuck scrolling endlessly looking for a good sci-fi show?
I wanna be free.
Pluto TV has entire channels dedicated to sci-fi, all for free. It's TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right. And up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting 1 in 5 mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with the baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Before we get to our news update, we're going to talk a little bit with Tracy Davis down at North Lakes Community Clinic from the Massage Therapy Department down there. Tracy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. What a great time to talk about relieving the stress of the holidays, Tracy.
I hear ya. As fun as it is stressful at times.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about your massage therapy department there and some of the stresses of the holidays can cause, I know for me personally, it can cause headaches. You don't even know it, but that stress can lead to something as simple as that, right?
Yes. I mean, you got to take care of yourself too. Otherwise, you can't enjoy the holidays with your family and loved ones, especially with traveling, headaches, sleeping in different bed positions, hotel rooms, what have you not. And you shouldn't live like that. I mean, we have like a really well-rounded program that we can do massages for relaxation and massages to help with that headache or that backache from sleeping in that hotel bed.
Yeah. Or it might be a recurring pain too. Maybe a good New Year's resolution for people to deal with that recurring pain, whatever it may be, shoulder, knee, whatever it may be, a good place to start is to check in with North Lakes, right?
Correct. I mean, sometimes it's just a good massage. The muscles need to be, you know, tended to as well as the rest of you, eating healthy, exercise. But if you don't help with the muscles to do what you need to do, you're kind of just stuck in that habitual pain pattern.
Yeah. So give us a tip or two as we head over to the in-laws for holidays and stuff like that. How can we reduce this stress a little bit? Is it simple as breathing? Is it as simple as drinking water? Give us a couple of tips, if you could.
Breathing good, drinking water also very good. Stretching, keeping loose, not being stiff. Sometimes when we're stressed, we wear our shoulders as earrings unconsciously. You know, just creeps right on up. So be kind of mindful of like, okay, breathe, bring those shoulders down. Try to sit back in your chair even. When you're driving, sometimes we hunch forward and we get close to the steering wheel. Use that backrest. I mean, it's there to help us not be a hindrance. So that could help with relaxing the muscles and just getting in a better posture.
Yeah, I mean, something as simple as just pausing, closing your eyes, breathing deep in, deep out, just something as simple as that, right?
Yep. and maybe even going for a walk. Sometimes I know, like, just going for a walk around the block.